Jesus, I give you glory and praise and thank you for this message. I ask you just to speak to our hearts, Lord, and set us free from some things, Lord. Lord, I ask you to use me as your vessel. Pour out to everyone here. We thank you, Lord, for your message. Yes. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you're a note taker, I encourage you to take notes in this message. When I went to Bible school, we were taught to limit any message we gave to approximately 3 points. It was believed that people lost interest with anything that had more than 3 parts to it. So I want to apologize right up front. For today's message and for times past. Because this morning, God and I put together 10 simple thoughts about the subject of faith.
Amen.
Faith. The Holy Spirit kept giving me these points, so you're going to keep getting them.
Amen.
And if you have problems with that, just take it up with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now, we all have our personal definition of faith. We know what it means. But what is disturbing is that very few people actually live by faith. Well, we try. And we try hard. We try very hard. But it is difficult to believe God in every area and for every aspect of our lives. So that creates for us a problem because the Bible clearly states that without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Amen.
So let's examine faith this morning. 10 points. Number one, first thought concerning faith is found in Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. It says, "For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." So number one is God has promised us a measure of faith. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you have personally a measure of faith?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
But then in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, the last half of verse 2 says this, "For not all have faith." For not all have faith. So if we took an overview of the world, we would realize that there are some folks who possess faith and others do not. That may be a revelation to some of you here today, but relax, if your heart is passionate toward God, you have a measure of faith. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now, even though we have been given a measure of faith, too often we place our faith in someone else's faith. For instance, if Sister Lucy would pray for me, I would be healed. But saints, God has given you faith, and you must realize that there is nothing lacking or nothing wrong about the measure of faith God has given you.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Please get that into your mind and heart. There is nothing wrong with the faith that you have. All right. This brings us to our second thought, strengthening faith. Strengthening faith. Romans 10 verse 17 says this, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God."
Amen.
Amen. Hearing the word is the method whereby we receive more faith, and it is the main method by which our faith is strengthened. I want to repeat that. Hearing the word of God, is the method whereby we receive more faith, and it is the main method by which our faith is strengthened.
Amen.
It is important, folks, that we hear the word through preaching, teaching, music, devotions, fellowship with other Christians, and reading the word.
Amen.
One translation reads this: faith is awakened by hearing, and hearing through the word of God. Amen. We have been given a measure of faith. It is essential that each of us develop that faith or strengthen that faith by feeding it on the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
On the word of God. Thought number three. See, this ain't bad. I'm going fast. Faith brings grace. Faith brings grace. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2. Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We have access into God's grace through our faith. And thank God, because the grace of God inspires and promotes and encourages the spiritual man. Forgiveness is by grace. Healing is by grace.
Amen.
Material needs are met through grace. Answered prayers are received through grace. Baptism into the Holy Spirit, it is by grace, is a gift of God's grace. You can't merit it. You can't work for it. God has already provided everything by and through His grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, faith is the hand that receives what God has already provided by grace. Jesus purchased everything for us. It is through Jesus that you and I have access to God's grace. Just reach out your hand in faith to receive that which has already been paid for. Grace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're all familiar with what a master key does. It will open all the doors in a building. Every door. However, there are some folks in that building who only have access to a key that will open one particular office or room. Well, good news, folks. God has given us the master key, that being our faith, hallelujah, to access all of His promises, His blessings, and His benefits for life. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody shout again. Come on. Just interactive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Great.
Number four. So how do we use the key? How do we use the key? Romans chapter 10, verse 8 through 10. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Verse 9. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. In verse 10. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. One of the last words I read there, salvation, in this text is the same word translated into healing throughout the New Testament.
Wow.
God's salvation is far broader in its meaning than most of us realize. Salvation includes what is necessary for spirit, soul, and body. Amen. Salvation. When Jesus healed someone, this same exact word was used. And the same word translated salvation is also used in the Gospels to indicate those who were delivered from demon powers. Amen. The Greek word for salvation is soteria, which means forgiveness, healing, deliverance, and safety. All of those things. Salvation. Amen. It's everything you need. Everything you need. Now, this is how the key works. In verse 8, it talks about the mouth and the heart. In verse 9, there's also reference to the heart and the mouth. And the same is true in verse 10. In order to experience God's salvation, which includes forgiveness, healing, deliverance, and safety, the heart and the mouth must be aligned. In other words, the heart and the mouth must work together. Now, let me give you a complete thought for number 4. Faith needs to be in the heart and in the mouth in order for it to be made complete.
That's right.
So you see, faith is in two parts. Faith is in the heart, and faith is in the mouth. Jesus taught this to his disciples in Mark 11, verse 14, when he was walking to Bethany and he spotted a fig tree with no fruit. So then Jesus talks to the tree and he said, "Let no one eat fruit from you ever again. Let no one eat fruit from you ever again." The Bible tells us that his disciples heard him speak to the tree. But there was no immediate change to the fig tree. However, when they returned that way, Peter saw that same fig tree and responded in verse 21. He said, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away." It's withered away. Death had destroyed the tree the moment Jesus spoke those initial words. The Bible even declares that death occurred from the roots up. From the roots up, death had begun in the unseen realm and worked its way to the visible realm. And Jesus used this moment to teach his disciples about how faith works. In Mark 11, verse 22 through 24, "So Jesus answered and said to them, 'Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he asks.'" Verse 24, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." Let's repeat that. Jesus said, "Have faith in God." Not a principle, not an activity, not a doctrine. Have faith in God. Then Jesus responded with these words, "Whoever says to this mountain," when you speak to the problem, sickness, dilemma of some kind, "whoever says to that problem," amen, "be removed and cast into the sea, and believes in his or her heart that these things that he hath said will come to pass." What is he teaching right here? What is he teaching? He's telling his disciples that in order for faith to work, your heart and your mouth must agree. In fact, Jesus used the Greek word diokrino, which means to differ. Your heart and mouth must not differ, but rather agree. You can't have one thing in your mouth and something different in your heart. In that case, faith won't operate. Amen? The heart and the mouth are like jumper cables. If you don't hook the positive to the positive post and the negative to the negative post, the car will not start. Amen? It will not start. Listen, folks, most Christians do not have a problem with the heart. It's the mouth, which literally means you believe the devil more than you believe the Word of God. It's the mouth. Preaching myself. Oh Lord, let this be changed.
Amen.
That thought in my heart. And in the meantime, I'm saying this will never change.
Power of life and death.
In the tongue. All right, that was number four. Number five. Fifth thought is faith praises God for the answers not yet received. Faith praises God for the answers not yet received. Romans chapter 4 and verse 20. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Anyone can shout when the walls of Jericho have fallen. But it takes faith when the walls are still standing. Amen? And you're desperate for them to come down. It takes unwavering faith to continue to walk around those walls when all the while the enemy is mocking and laughing. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says this. Now faith is the A, substance of things hoped for, and B, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the A, substance of things hoped for, and B, the evidence of things not seen. Romans 4:17 says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. Now, folks, that is past tense. It's already been done. God had already made Abraham the father of many nations, okay? As it is written, I made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. And then verse 18, who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. Abraham did not waver in unbelief, but rather he praised God before the promise ever manifested. He believed God's word over the circumstances. He believed God's word over the circumstances. In verse 18, he believed according to that which was spoken. Faith is always anchored in what God has said. Faith is always anchored in what God has said. Abraham's name was changed to Abraham. Abram's name was changed to Abraham. Man of many nations. Sarah's name was changed to princess, a woman of high rank. They believed in and openly used those names. The names God had given them. They did not hesitate in believing God, folks. We need to be anchored in what God says in His Word about us and what has been spoken by the Holy Spirit into our lives. Amen. Anchored. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's go on. Number six. Believe God. Believe God.
Amen.
Romans 3:3. For what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? Verse 4. Certainly not. I like that. Certainly not. Not just no.
God be true.
Certainly not. Indeed, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that you may be justified in your words and may overcome when you are judged. We must be determined, folks, to stand in faith, refusing to believe unbelief. Refusing to believe in unbelief. Let's declare that we will stand on the side of God, the side of truth, and may all others be shown as liars. All others. Maybe some of you feel you have tried everything regarding faith. Maybe you've tried to change the way you talk, but it just didn't work for you. Well, let me share a couple of thoughts from Romans chapter 1 with you, and this will be number 7 and 8 if you're taking notes. Number 7, thought number 7, faith is progressive. Faith is progressive. Romans 1, 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. Verse 17, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Some people fail to get results because they're trying to believe beyond the development of their faith. Paul talked about little faith and big faith in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other. Faith is no different than our growth into maturity from birth to our 80 or more years. Amen? Our capacity to operate in faith grows as our faith grows. Simple statement, big belief. Our capacity to operate grows as our faith grows. George Miller had a special orphanage in England. Eventually, there were thousands of children in his orphanage. And Miller believed God from A to Z for everything. He said in his diary, that when he started, it took all the faith he had for 100 pounds. And he's talking about English money. Took all the faith he had to believe for 100 pounds. Then he said, today it is as easy for me to believe for 1,000,000 pounds as it was when I started and believed God for only 100 pounds. What happened? His faith grew. His faith grew. Amen?
Amen?
My 8th thought is faith is a lifestyle. Faith is a lifestyle. Faith is not a magic wand,
right,
nor is it having your own genie.
Right.
God isn't a mystical entity rising out of a bottle when we rub it just right to save us from all our troubles or give us 3 wishes. Faith is a lifestyle, and if you only use your faith to get out of your crisis of life, it probably won't work for you. Faith is to be used as if it was your only pair of shoes. You put them on in the morning, and you leave them on all day long. All day long. Faith is a day-by-day lifestyle, trusting God in the good times and the bad times, no matter how you're feeling that day. No matter how you're feeling that day. We must believe God in the little things, so when the big crisis comes, we will have true faith for our deliverance. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number 9. Spiritual things, gifts, and blessings from God are imparted and received because of a mutual faith. Spiritual things, gifts, and blessings from God are imparted and received because of a mutual faith. Romans 1, verse 10 through 12. Making request if, by some means, now at last, I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Mutual faith. We need to begin to believe together so that we may be established. That is to be encouraged together by each other's faith. Hallelujah. Just a few minutes ago before church, Brother Daniel was in my office, and I told him I got stung by a wasp yesterday in my hand. And one of the first things he said to me is, did you pray about it? Did you pray about it? I can believe and trust God for your healing. But if you don't have the faith and trust that you can be healed, you may not be healed. Most things that are accomplished in the kingdom of God, whether on an individual level or a church level, are done through mutual faith. Mutual faith. Together. Believing together. Let me give you an example using the subject of water skiing. I haven't been water skiing. Let's see. I'm 56 years.
What's the price of gas?
Yeah. You need one person to ski, and you need the other to throw the rope to the one in the water and then drive the boat. Now, in this scenario, many Christians say this: we should thank God for everything. We should thank God for everything. And I believe God needs to get the credit. God provides the lake. He provides the boat, the rope. And then God gives the Holy Spirit, pulls you out of the water and any other problem you have. Amen. Amen. But there must be a cooperation between the two believing parties. The person throwing the rope, say it's a minister or another believer, has to have faith as well as the person who grabs that rope. Got to have faith. Faith is rooted and grounded on God's promises. Faith is rooted and grounded on God's promises. Amen? It don't matter what Joe Blow says to you. It doesn't matter what your boss says to you. It doesn't matter about anything else other than God's promises. That's what faith is grounded on. Amen? Quit having everyone else do your believing for you. You've got faith. Amen? You don't need to go from meeting to meeting or revival to revival to have your prayer answered. You and I must go to God with His promises on our lips and in our hearts, and then our answers will come. the answers will come, folks.
Stand.
Hallelujah. And number 10, I know you've been waiting for this. Faith is what makes you right with God, not what you do or don't do. Faith is what makes you right with God, not what you do or don't do. Romans 3:28. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Some people just can't accept that salvation is so easy. And they believe they must do something to earn that salvation. So many people stumble over the simplicity of God's salvation. They think coming to Him should take some effort on their part. Let me give you another example. In a fancy hotel, when you check in, you'll be asked if everything, meaning your meals and necessities, will go on your tab. That way, you don't have to pay individually for what you receive. Listen, folks, Jesus Christ has already paid for all of our debts, and Jesus Christ has paid for all of our sins.
Amen.
All of our sins. You cannot give or do anything to gain your salvation except to have the measure of faith as you come to God. Amen? Your currency can do nothing. Your labor can do nothing. Your ideas can do nothing. The only currency accepted in heaven is your faith, which gives you access to God's grace in everything that's stored in heaven. Everything. In Romans 3, verse 23 and 24, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. 24, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Brothers and sisters, hallelujah.
Amen.
We are justified by His grace. Amen. Through faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Through faith in Jesus Christ. Now, I hope these points have helped you today. And provided you with a deeper understanding of faith and how to apply faith to your situation and your life. But I must ask this. Do you have a relationship with Jesus? If you're not sure, or if you feel like you've drifted away, I want to pray for you this morning. Amen? Or if you're here this morning and your relationship and your faith in God is taking a hit, and you're struggling, I would like to pray with you this morning. Amen. Before we leave this place this morning, let God be God. Let God be God. We all need to help in one way or another, and God desires to help and minister to each one of us today. The question is, will you let Him help? Will you let Him help? Hallelujah. I asked Sister Karen to come play the piano. Why? We just pray a few minutes. Can we do that? Huh?
Yes.
Can I hear?
Yes.
I don't have my hearing aids in, but
yes.
I can hear.
Yes.
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 God wants you to use your faith. I believe everyone here is a Christian, but I don't believe everyone here is where they want to be. I don't believe everyone here has it all together. I certainly don't. You can pray for me if nobody else wants to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Rosie. God is good, brothers and sisters. He is good.